Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Linux School Watch Friday Night Special. Forward to our time together tonight. Number is 1-877-497-9937. We will be reading in John chapter 10. Tonight's show will be in English and Swahili. Thank you. Friday night specials. This is Diane Linning, your host, reaching out tonight especially to Africa and the Eastern Hemisphere. Tonight's show will be in English and Swahili. If our young man from Africa can call in, I understand he had dropped his phone and he's going to try to get a replacement tonight, but he is going to try to call in. And we're so glad you're here with us tonight. We really want to share with the rest of the world the good news about many things, about God and His Son, and that you can have eternal life, but also to help people to learn how to read English and to speak with people around the world and just to connect and to converse and be all a part of God's family together. So I am broadcasting to you live from the United States of America. This is Diane Linning reaching out to you in Africa and the Eastern Hemisphere. And we're so glad you're here with us tonight. Now, for shows this month, we've been saying the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is a prayer that Christians memorize so that they can say without having to read their Bible, but it is found in Scripture in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. So if you would, at this moment, bow our heads together, and we will say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Again, you could find that in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. I'm going to continue and pray just like we're talking to our Father God. And usually we fold our hands and bow our heads. But however you're comfortable is fine. God looks upon the heart. Dear Lord, thank you for this opportunity to share with others in Africa and other parts of the world, those who want to learn English, those who want to connect with others, those who want to become a part of God's family, and those who want to learn more about it and have a better life. We pray, Lord, that you would bless them. Be with them and protect them. Give them understanding of how to live a better life. Give them a desire to seek you out and know your ways. Bless them, we pray. Jesus. Amen. Now, for those of you who have been following us, you know we've been reading in the book of John. Tonight we'll be reading in John chapter 10. But in the verses before tonight, we have read many, many stories, actually. We call them parables. Parables are short stories that have an object lesson or a moral to the story to help you learn something in life to keep with you by remembering that story. And we found also that Jesus was demonstrating the power of God as he represented God in the flesh here on earth about 2,000 years ago. And we do look forward to that day when Jesus Christ returns on the Mount of Olives which we read a little bit about last time. We are reading through the book of John, and when we are done with the book of John, we will select another book. So whether or not you have a Bible, you can follow along with us and listen. We hope you will share with your friends the good news. We're going to begin now in John chapter 10. This is about the Good Shepherd and his sheep. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. Oh, that seems kind of rough, doesn't it? Well, God has reason for his guideline, and it's to bring peace and harmony to the world. When we follow God's guidelines and God's plan, it brings with it for us a better life. God wants us all to be a better life and be a part of his family. In verse 2, the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. So when we are likened as sheep, say you and I are sheep, and our shepherd is Jesus, we know his voice when he speaks to us, and he knows us by name. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Now when you become a part of God's family, maybe you already are, you know his voice, so to speak, and you can tell by a confirming feeling in your spirit when something is of God and when something is not of God. And that's important to know, especially in the days that are ahead and what many believe is the end time. Continuing on, verse 5. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from a stranger because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. So we find in the Bible that many of the writings are written in allegories or parables or metaphors that tell a story but have an underlying meaning. Verse 7. Therefore Jesus said again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. So Jesus is our gate to eternal salvation. He is also our advocate to the Father. We can speak directly to God through our intermediary, Jesus Christ. Further, he says, they will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Or as other interpretations say, to have it more abundantly. Now, we said the Lord's Prayer tonight, and it talked about, will deliver us from the evil one. This is part of how he will deliver us from the evil one. Because God wants us to have life and to have it in fullness. And he will help us to know the thief and the evil one and how to stay away from them. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. We are going to find out in later scriptures that he indeed has done that. And how he did that for us. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. That's someone who's hired just for pay to do it. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. Jesus said, I am the shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be a flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. Now that's what we call a foreshadowing. I'm going to say that again, but giving us ahead of time an idea or a foreshadowing of what is yet to come. And he says this because he said, the reason my Father loves me is that I will lay down my life only to take it up again. And we are going to see how that happens. Scripture ahead as we read in the weeks to come. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. So he's saying no one takes my life from me against my will. That's pretty powerful because he's God's son. But he's saying I lay down my life of my own will, by my own choice, because I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Now that's pretty strong language, isn't it? Well, the Jews who heard these words were again divided, as they have been divided of their opinion about Christ in every chapter we've read so far. Many of them said, he is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? But others said, these are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? In the preceding chapters, Jesus has healed many people. The lame, an officer's sick young child. And he healed someone who was blind, who could no longer see. But yet, when Jesus gave the command, this person was healed and could see again. Further conflict over Jesus' claims arises. 22. Then came the festival or feast of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there were gathered around him. Just imagine the beautiful buildings with pillars. They were probably built to have great beauty and design. But the Jews were there gathered around him saying, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, or in other words, confirm to the observer who he is. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. That's symbolic. My symbolic sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Well, you might ask, well, then how is it that Christians can be killed on earth or die on earth? Well, he's saying because Christians have eternal life. And to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. And what could be better but to be present with the Lord? So if someone were to kill us here on earth, God would take us into his arms and we would be present with our Father God. Again, Jewish opponents picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me? We are not stoning you for any good work, they replied, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God. So they're going to stone him, just because he tells them who he is. They didn't want to believe. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law? I have said you are gods. If he called them gods to whom the word of the God came and the scripture cannot be set aside, what about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said, I am God's son? Do not believe me unless I do the works of my Father. But if I do the works of my Father, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I in the Father. Again they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. And you and I know from what we've read before, because it was not yet time. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan River to the place where John had been baptizing in the early days. There he stayed, and many people came to him. They said, Though John never performed a sign, all that John said about this man was true. And in that place, many believed Jesus. I pray tonight that you will be in that place, that you will indeed believe in the reality of Jesus, the Son of God. We're going to give you opportunity to become a part of God's family tonight. So stay with us. I'll be sharing a couple of verses with you that will help you understand. And I hope and pray that the Lord will woo you unto you by His Spirit. I'm going to sing a worship song right now to the Lord, and I hope that you will learn it and take it to your homes and sing it. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. We have some more music that we'll share with you in a bit after we share with you now about becoming a part of God's family. Now, you know, God wants each one of us, you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, to be a part of God's family. But He gives you a choice. When we read in John 3:16, it says, For God so loved the world, that's you and me, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting, eternal life. We can receive God's best gift. We just receive it and accept it. In John 1:2 it says, But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God. John 3:3, Jesus said, You must be born again. Now it goes on to say, you must be born again if you're going to enter the kingdom of God and enter heaven. Jesus is the entrance into heaven. Although it's wonderful to do good works without Jesus in our heart and without being born again do not alone get you into heaven. Romans 5:8, But God proves His love for us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We're going to tell about that story eventually, so stay tuned in the weeks ahead. There are many good reading ahead. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. John 10:10, I am come that they might have life, or that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. God wants us to have a rich, abundant life. Now, richness doesn't always mean money, but God will meet our needs and the desires of our heart in a way that money cannot buy. That's true richness, when God gives us peace, joy, happiness, a good, peaceful, harmonious community, family, a church or place to worship together, and a good life that glorifies the Lord. Isaiah 53:4-5, surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All of these scriptures we will be explaining more in the future. I just take these excerpts to tell you about why it's important to be born again, and that means spiritually. To have a new birth in your spirit, to accept God and to be born into the family of God. To accept Jesus Christ no matter where you live, rich or poor, or whether you're educated or not, or have a good job or not. God wants you in his family. He loves you and cares for you. So let's say that prayer right now that you can say to accept God in your heart. If there are those with you who already are a Christian and you'd like to say this prayer along with them, that's fine. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to give the news and the information about how to become one of God's children. I know that I am separated from you, God. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins. And I ask and receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way of living and go your way of living, dear God. I now invite you, Lord Jesus, into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. And I will follow and obey you all the days of my life as the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. And additionally, I pray that God will bless you, bless your family, help you to lead others to the Lord and tell the good news, give you peace, joy, and harmony, and help your life to follow according to the pattern that Jesus gives us in the New Testament, in the way that he wants us to live a godly life. God wants what's good for us. He wants what's best for us. He wants to give you an abundant life. But you're only a recipient of God's blessing when you're a part of his family. Now, if you happen to not be a Christian and you're with Christians who are being blessed, you might get some of that blessing rained down on you too. But when you're a child of God, you can receive his blessings all the time. So if you're one who's still thinking about it, still considering, we pray that God will woo you to him by his Spirit. And just ask that God will reveal himself to you with a sincere heart, just ask, oh God, please, reveal yourself to me that I may know the true and God. God will not turn that desire void. He will answer you. So I'm trusting and believing for those who are hearing and have not yet received the Lord, that you will yet come to receive the Lord. Now, when people receive the Lord, the angels in heaven sing praises. Sing praises for the people who've come to know the Lord. But before we get to that, singing the praises, our producer, Maria, gave me a prayer to say for women. And it's found in 1 Samuel chapter 2. And the Lord laid this on Maria's heart. So I'm going to read it. And this is especially for women. But of course, when women are praying, men can be blessed as well. This was Hannah's prayer. How I rejoice in the Lord! How he has blessed me! Now I have an answer for my enemies, for the Lord has solved my problem. How I rejoice! No one is as holy as the Lord. There is no other God, nor any rock like our God. Quit acting so proud and so arrogant. The Lord knows what you have done, and God will judge your deeds. Those who were mighty are mighty no more. Those who were weak are now strong. Those who were well are now starving. Those who were starving are fed. The barren woman now has 7 children. She with many children has no more. The Lord kills, the Lord gives life. Another way we say that is the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Some he causes to be poor and others to be rich. He cuts one down and lifts another up. He lifts the poor from the dust, yes, from a pile of ashes, and treats them as princes, sitting in the seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has the world in order. He will protect his godly ones, but the wicked shall be silenced in darkness. No one shall succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord shall be broken. He thunders against them from heaven. He judges throughout the earth. He gives mighty strength to his king and gives great glory to his anointed one. We have given you the scriptures and the opportunity to step out of darkness into light. And only Jesus can bring you out of the darkness into light by accepting Jesus as your Savior and following the godly life that he wants us to live. So after Hannah's prayer, they returned home to Ramah without Samuel, and the child became the Lord's helper, for he assisted Eli, the priest. So when you read about this story of Hannah, she had miraculously received a child, bore a child blessed of God, and he lived with the priest because she honored God and allowed him to live with the priest. So that is a mighty wonderful prayer of Hannah, who had been barren, who God blessed with a son. We know that God is the all-powerful. And God also wants us to worship him. I'm not going to read too much of the psalm right now because I've been reading a lot. But I'll just read a little bit where he tells us in Psalm 118 and 117, how to praise the Lord. He says, praise the Lord, all nations, everywhere. Praise him, all the peoples of the earth, for God loves us very dearly, and his truth endures. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord, for he's so good. His loving kindness is forever. Let the congregation praise him with these words. His loving kindness is forever. His loving kindness is better than life. His loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Sing it with me. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Praise the Lord. We just praise the Lord for all his goodness, his power, and his glory. For he is the mighty one. He is the omnipotent, all-powerful God. And we are going to listen to a song of worship right now. And I'd like you to sing along what you can or hum along and praise the Lord. Just say your praises out, Lord, out loud, and it starts with some piano here. And Matt is going to sing Endless Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Stand before your throne, dressed in glory not my own. What a joy I'll sing of on that day. No more tears or broken dreams, forgotten is the minor key. Everything as it was meant to be. And we will worship.
Worship and say hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah is the universal term all languages say. Hallelujah.
I will see you as you are, love you with unseen heart, and see how much you paid to bring me home. Not till then, Lord, shall I know. Not till then how much I owe. Everything I am before your throne.
Just worship the Lord.
And we will worship.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you.
Worship.
Hallelujah. Praise you.
Forever in your presence we will sing.
Yes, Lord.
We will. Forever in your presence, we
worship together. Say hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thou art a mighty God, omniscient, omnipresent, all powerful, all knowing. So glad we're spending this time together here tonight. I just feel led of the Spirit to say some things to you. God would want you to be independent and self-sufficient. You have many rich resources and natural resources in Africa, but yet for some reason most have not learned how to tap those resources to bring the kind of society and development that Africa can be. And under God wants, there's no reason you can't have societies that meet the needs of all your people with enough food and enough medicines and the ability to have education for all, and to have churches around the country. But we recognize that there are those evil forces that are pushing against you to keep it from happening and trying to tear you down. And we're just going to pray right now together for you and to stand against those forces that are trying to come against you and defeat you. And as Christians, you can pray together similar prayers as needs arise. The scripture says, where two or more are gathered in my name, Jesus' name, there he is in the midst with us. So let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we come together in the name of Jesus, praising and worshiping you, but also accepting and receiving the goodness of God that you want to give us. And we stand together against the forces of evil that would try to defeat good people and try to defeat Christians. We bind the evil spirits and evil doers in the name of Jesus and keep them from being able to work their evil against others. And we loose the power of God throughout the world in your angels. For we know that the power of God is supreme and will win whenever comes against evil. But all Christians have to do is call upon God for that power to be loosed against their enemy. And we do that now in the name of Jesus, with the power that Jesus has given us as his sons and daughters of God to minister to others among the earth, similar to how Jesus did as children of God. God gives us the example of how to be God's hand extended to others in our area. We can work with others and teach others how to have a better life and how to stand up against the evildoers and not allow them to destroy what God has built through you. And it is a fight. It is a battle. For we know in the end time that the devil goes around as a lion, roaring, seeking whom he may devour. Why? Because he's evil. And he's jealous of God's power. And he wanted to be God. But God kicked him out of heaven. And said, you can be prince over earth for a while, but he isn't going to be forever. His day is ending soon. And God will retake earth. The Lord will be on the throne, and those of his children will rule and reign with him forever. And we just pray that all of you who hear my voice will accept the Lord and become a part of God's family and use the power and glory of God for the furtherance of God's kingdom. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I know it's hard many times to stand in faith when there is so much against you. But pray and ask God for wisdom about what to do or what not to do. Or who to ask for help and who not to. Who to talk to and who not to. And who is evil and who isn't. If I were you, I wouldn't work with the evil ones. I'd go work with the good ones, the other people who've accepted the Lord and who are open to God. And that's going to make your community stronger. The more who come to know God, the more you overshadow the evil in your country and your part of the world. God will overshadow evil if you but stand up with the power and glory of God. Tell others about God and how you can be a part of the end time ministries for revealing the Christ again upon his second return to the Mount of Olives. Now, I must tell you, the scripture says there will be false prophets and there will be those who say they are the Messiah. Some will even perform some miracles to convince you, like Jesus did. That's why we need to have the guidance of the Holy Spirit within us so that we can know for certain who is the real one and who is the false one. There is a reflection of God, a reflection of good, a reflection of the Bible in the world that represents itself as truth and the Bible, but it is indeed an evil reflection of the devil and his cohorts or his angels. But we want to serve God and be a part of his family and have his godly angels in our side. We know the scripture says in the end, God will win. And that all will stand before the throne of the white throne judgment. And each person will need to account for him or herself before God. And God will say one of two things. He will either say, enter in to the kingdom of heaven. Or he will say, depart from me and be tossed. You will be tossed, whoever doesn't believe in God, will be tossed into the eternal damnation of the lake of fire. Now you read it, it's in Revelation. We'll eventually get to that book and study it, but I want to give you some more basics of how to be a Christian before we get to that. It's important that you learn to be a good, strong Christian, because the more strong Christians we have, the better your community will be. The more peace and harmony will be provided in your area of the world. I encourage you. God wants to be a part of your lives. He wants to make your area successful with bountiful supply meeting all your needs. God loves you. But he doesn't interrupt us if we don't want him in our lives. He gives people the free choice. So that's why we need to make sure we tell others about the Lord. And we need to make sure that those who are evil are not the ones who are in power, because they will seek to destroy good, because they're extensions of the evil one. There is good and evil in the earth. You know, naturally there's an opposite to everything. It's just the law of nature that there's an opposite to everything you could say. And God wants us to represent the goodness so that others may see him through us and know the reality of God. I pray that God will draw you to him closer and closer each day you walk with the Lord, and that you will grow in the Lord. If you don't have a Bible yet, try to buy one. If you can get one in English, you can follow along with me, or if you prefer your own language, that's fine. If you can understand which book I'm telling you and find it in your language, that would be helpful. So I'm hoping that you will continue to enjoy meeting with us. I enjoy this time meeting with you. We are all a part of God's family. So as we close out tonight, let's worship the Lord again together. It looks like my friend was not able to borrow a phone, so I was trying to stay on a little longer tonight, and that's why I talked to you. But let's just pray that John will get his phone fixed so that he can interpret in Swahili. If you are trying to learn English, perhaps this will benefit you to hear English and try to figure out what I'm saying. And ask the Lord to help you. So let's just sing together again and worship the Lord as we close tonight. I'm not sure if I'll be able to have the program on Sunday. I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to try to upload something, but I don't know if it works. So what you can do is go in and listen to last Sunday night's show, and it is a praise and worship time of just learning how to worship the Lord, and that would be for Sunday, August 19th, and you can play that if I don't get that uploaded to work properly. I haven't done it before, so I'm going to try. But at any rate, you can always listen to something if I'm double booked or out of town. You can find those archive shows at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenny. And then click the tab for archive, ARCHIVES. So thank you for being with us again. Let's worship together. Let's worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I will see you as you are. Love you with unsinning heart. And see how much you paid to bring me home. Not till then, Lord, shall I know. Not till then how much I owe. Everything I am before your throne. And we will walk.
Diane Lenning broadcasting to you live from the United States of America, reaching out to Africa and the Eastern Hemisphere. Our toll-free call-in number, if you get opportunity to call in while we're on the air, is 1-877-497-9937. Again, that number is 1-877-497-9937. Now, it's 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time from America, where I'm broadcasting, but I think many of you would hear this in the morning, about 7 or 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. So whichever way you choose to listen, we're just glad you're with us. So until next time, this is Diane Linning, letting you know that God loves you, I love you too, and God wants you to have many bountiful blessings. Wants you to be a part of His
life. To the
bye-bye.